פרשת ראה, עם פרק י"ד, פסוק כ"ב, התורה says, עשר תעשר את כל תבואת זרעך היוסי השדה. התורה commands us to take מעשר, to take tithes on all the produce of your fields. The Talmud interprets the word תעשר, you shall tithe, to mean תעשר, that you become wealthy. According to this interpretation, the Torah promises material reward for those that give tzedakah. Aser b'shvil shetit asher. That if one gives 10% of his money to charity, indeed he will become rich. Although one might think that by giving tzedakah he's depleting his assets, the Torah says to the contrary, one receives much more than he gives. The Hafez Chaim illustrates this concept of withholding tzedakah with one of his inimitable parables. And he says that there was a farmer that brought bundles of produce to the marketplace to sell. And he found a buyer, and they started to count the bundles. And in order to keep track of how many bundles they were counting, the buyer put a coin on the table. And for every bundle, they put another coin in order to count the coins after to find out how many bundles altogether there was. The farmer, seeing the coins on the table, when the buyer wasn't looking, he pocketed a couple of the coins, thinking that he's going to make a gain. However, he didn't realize that for every coin he takes, he loses the price of an entire bundle, which is much more. The small gain by theft was far offset by the loss of payment for his merchandise. The Hafez Chaim says that we think that by giving tzedakah or by not giving tzedakah, by refraining from giving tzedakah, that we're saving money. One doesn't realize that the gain of giving far outweighs the loss. We often measure gain and loss by immediate and short-term gain or loss. This is not the way a shrewd financier would operate. With tzedakah, as with many other mitzvot, making a short-term expenditure in order to achieve long-term gain is a much more wise investment. And therefore, the Torah is saying, although you give up a little now, but in the long run, you're giving up 10%, but it's going to make a person wealthy. Just like in the Mashal of the Hafez Chaim, he thought by taking a coin now, he'll put it in his pocket, but little does he realize that if he leaves the coin on the table, he'll get much more for the full purchase price of the bundle. This should be a lesson to us that we're giving much more, or we're getting back much more than what we are giving. This would be a proper way to look at giving charity.